Hi, this is Jim Brown, and today I'm speaking with Justin Winter, co-founder of Diamond Candles. Diamond Candles recently won the CPG Spike Award for their use of social computing in product innovation. The awards were presented at the recent Spike event, which was an online event, a virtual event, and it was a great interaction between leaders in social computing and social innovation. Justin, I'd like to talk to you just a little bit today about why you won the award. And I know that we talked a little bit about your crowdsourcing initiative, but why don't you start with telling us what was the opportunity that you saw? You've got a very unique company, and what was the opportunity that you saw, and what were you really trying to accomplish from a business perspective?
Yeah, you know, certainly that's a very good question. Initially, when we started here just this past February, 2011, we decided pretty early on, and you know, just kind of with you know, our product and our situation, you know, we were kind of started on a bit of a shoestring budget, doing a lot of marketing on Facebook and trying to connect with a lot of people through different social networks where they, you know, already were and already spent time. So just kind of naturally, what kind of happened over the months when we launched in February, and you know, we weren't quite sure, you know, kind of what the reception was going to be from the market, and you know, pretty quickly we found that it was positive. When we initially started, we only had 5 different candle scents. So, you know, one of the things, you know, right out the gate, you know, people, you know, they would purchase some of our candles and say, hey, we would love to see more scents. You know, we want more. So, you know, we naturally just had people suggesting different scents on our Facebook wall and talking to people via email and different things. So kind of the opportunity was, you know, we knew we had to come out with different releases of new product iterations, new different scents of our candles. And we kind of naturally, we saw this trend and desire for people to give us feedback about what scents we should come out with. So we kind of saw this perfect mixture of, you know, we had a market and audience that was willing and wanted to participate. And then we had a need in terms of on a market research end to develop new scents and new products that we knew the market was going to respond to. So kind of this mix here was really the perfect opportunity for us to put something together to harness people's desires to want to contribute, and then something that we can use from a research standpoint and analyze and put together to help us make a better decision.
That's great. So it sounded like you already had a sort of a budding and growing community on Facebook, and so it was a natural idea to turn that into just, you know, in addition to the outbound marketing and sharing with people what you were doing, also turn that into an inbound sort of voice of the customer or crowdsourcing, whatever you'd like to call it, to really start to get their ideas. And it sounds like maybe they were already starting to give you their ideas before you asked. How did you decide to turn it into sort of a formal program?
After we kind of saw, you know, that desire for people to, you know, to give us feedback, you know, we kind of contemplated what, I'm sure everyone's either used in their company before or seen, you know, lots of different times, but just kind of a traditional survey. You know, we could have easily emailed out to our email list of past customers, fill out this quick survey, give us feedback on the particular scent that you would like. But pretty early on, you know, one of our differentiating factors as a company, what we're trying to do was, you know, trying to always think of ways we can engage our customers and our fans to the highest degree possible, no matter what stage kind of it was, either in the buying cycle or just, you know, whatever part of our company we could. So, you know, whether that was being, you know, the most engaged, you know, candle company on Facebook to where we were there all the time talking to people. So when we looked at this, and then we're familiar with some of the technical options out there to kind of put this all together for us. You know, we saw a way to just kind of further engage our customers. So, you know, just kind of from a marketing perspective, you know, we have that additional engagement with people participating and suggesting scents and voting on scents, and then, you know, we kind of have this, again, this twofold where we'd also get beneficial data that we can use to, you know, give them products that we know that they're going to want.
So. That's great. And can you tell me some of the results from the, you know, from the program and, you know, obviously new scents and how those been received?
No, it went extremely well when we initially came out with the program and got the system set up. By the way, anyone can take a look at this at any time at sense.diamondcandles.com. When we initially launched that, we kind of talked a little bit about it on Facebook, and we started that going, and then we just shot an email out to our entire email list, asking for people to participate. Really within the course of most of it probably within the first 48, 72 hours or so, but we saw, I believe it was about between 200 and 300 different suggested scents. And then the way the system worked, you could suggest a scent, and then you also had you have to log into the system just using like a Facebook account, a Twitter account, or like a Gmail account. Each individual person would also be given 10 votes that they can use to apply towards any of those suggested scents. So between 200 to 300 or so suggested scents, and then again within that 48 to 72 hour window, I believe it was approximately 1,500 to 2,000 different votes just within that short period of time. So saw phenomenal sort of a sample size there to give us some reasonable level of certainty in terms of people's suggestions. And then when we launched our products, our next round of scents, and probably about a month and a half, 2 months later, the it was our best launch to date for sure. So it was a great way to be able to get that feedback, and then with the system that we used, everyone who voted on those scents, we could actually easily shoot an email to everyone who voted on those scents and say, "Hey, you voted. It's here. Here's the link. Buy now." And then, so that was a great way to be able, people participated. We came out with it, sent them a link, buy now, there you go. So it was just they involved the whole way, and we could kind of close that loop and just make it a nice little transition there.
Fantastic. And it sounds like this is ongoing at the site. What are your next steps? What do you plan to do?
It's something ongoing that we're going to be working into. Kind of just our, we want when someone purchases a candle, we have, several things that we want people to do throughout kind of the maybe the life cycle of their product experience, maybe for lack of a better term, where they're uploading photos of their rings on our Facebook page, they're reusing their jar for crafting or for storage or something like that. And kind of part of that, we want to have kind of automatically set up, 3, 4 weeks after they purchase, maybe even sooner, they're automatically getting an email that's saying, "Hey, hope you enjoyed this scent. If you have any questions, let us know. But hey, we would really like your help." Just kind of continually, in the future, to help us figure out what we should be developing next. So hey, go to this link, suggest and vote. So it's something we want to kind of further integrate into just kind of our automated system. So it's not a sending out a a mass email, a few months before every season or before every new product launch. So just kind of integrating it further into the buyer experience, and then just as we move season to season, just continually using that to to our advantage to put that together so it's natural for them and it's easy for us and it's good valuable insight for us whenever we're coming out with new products.
Great. Well, Justin, really, I appreciate you sharing your experience today. I mean, it really is a great example of engaging the community and then continuing to evolve and make that a richer and richer interaction. Really going from hearing what they had to say or sharing what you had to say first to hearing what they had to say to then even closing the loop and saying, "Hey, here's what you suggested, and now it's available to you on the market," and just continuing to look for other ways to engage the community and your fans, which I think is great. So congratulations again on the award, and I appreciate
Thanks.
You sharing it with us today on this podcast.
No problem. My pleasure.